The following is a paid program. Advice and opinions expressed during the Fox World Travel Show are solely that of the hosts or guests of Fox World Travel and not WTMJ Radio or Good Karma Brands Milwaukee, LLC. Whether you're planning the trip of a lifetime or just a weekend getaway, the Fox World Travel Show will be your guide. On WTMJ.
And welcome to the Fox World Travel Show. And if you want to get through to talk to Rose Gray this hour, the Acunet Mortgage Talk and Text line is 855-616-1620. But you better hurry because Rose got off one and you're getting out another one a little later today. How do you do this, Rose?
I'm so dedicated. I am so incredibly dedicated that I had to do at least one show in between these trips. So, yeah, I got off the Jeff Wagner Regent Seven Seas Mariner River Cruise in Alaska on Wednesday. Got home about 11 p.m. Worked like crazy Thursday to get all caught up in the office. And worked like crazy yesterday to repack and get ready for my next trip, which is this afternoon, picking up 40 people to travel to Amsterdam to jump on our Rhine River cruise.
Whoa.
Yeah.
I couldn't keep up with you, Rose. I don't know how you do it.
Now, I you know what? My boss said to me when he said, how are you doing? I said, well, it looked good on paper about a year ago. I'm a little tired, but you know what? We're really, Libby, just trying to make up for all that travel that everybody missed out on in 20 and 21. And so a lot of what I'm doing is catching up with people who have stuck with us throughout the whole process of rebooking, canceling, rebooking. And so we're very, very grateful for everybody that stuck with us. And I've got one more after this trip, the Battlefields trip, and then I'm pretty much off until Antarctica in January.
So. Oh, well, that'll give you some time to at least get your clothes unpacked and do some laundry.
Exactly.
What were some of the highlights of the Alaska trip?
Well,
this
I have to tell you, so this was my second Alaska adventure for 2022. And it was very different. Jeff Wagner will be the first one to tell you that he is a bit, I think his word is particular when it comes to who we travel with. And his past experience has been with Uniworld River Cruises. And so he has a high expectation. The bar is set very high when we do Jeff Wagner come along trips. And so he wanted an experience similar to that in Alaska. And I must tell you, his dear wife, Fran, was the one that was really pushing for the Alaska trip. And so we were on Regent Seven Seas and we were on the Mariner. And this is a unique experience. So unlike some ships, many ships in Alaska that have 1,900 to 4,000 passengers, this ship can accommodate 700 passengers.
Oh, and there
Exactly. And there were 580 passengers on board. So we weren't even completely full. Every cabin on Regent Seven Seas Mariner is a balcony cabin. There are no outside, no inside. Everything's a balcony. Spacious cabins with beautiful sitting areas, even at the very entry level. Cuisine was outstanding. The crew could not have been better. All of your cocktails and beverages are included. Meals like you've never seen before. And one unique thing about Regent is that there are over 65 included free excursions. Some of the excursions did have a price tag, but say, for example, you wanted to do a helihiking on a glacier, that would normally be between $500 and $900, with dependent upon what was included. They were selling those for $200.
Oh, my.
So everything about it was wonderful. The one thing that I will say is the weather was not real cooperative. We were pretty much rained in Skagway and in Juneau, Sitka rather, in Juneau. And Skagway, we had an issue where we could not even get into the port because there have been some landslides in Skagway. And they have rendered two of the four docks that they have there unusable and unsafe. And so we were going to tender in, but the weather was tender, meaning for those people who have not sailed before, they use the lifeboats to move passengers
shuttle
from the ship.
Shuttle you, kind of.
Yep, it's a water shuttle. And the wind was so bad that that didn't happen. So Skagway was a bit of a bust.
Well, I was going to say, though, you had a phenomenal ship that you were staying on. So the fact that you didn't get into all the ports you had hoped for really... Exactly. You didn't really notice it so much.
Exactly.
I would think.
If you are going to have to stay on a ship, you want to be staying on a ship like that. So it was lovely and it was wonderful. And thank you to all of the people that traveled with us. Anybody that feels so inclined can certainly call in and let us know about your experience. Jeff had some glowing reports. He missed part of the state fair. He got back to in time to do Thursday and Friday at the state fair, and he said some very lovely things about the trip. And we're just thrilled that everybody stuck with us, and we couldn't have been happier with the performance of Regent.
Well, we're going to hear a little bit more about Rose's travels, her expected trip here to Amsterdam that she leaves later on today. And also, we've got a virtual event we're going to be telling you about if you are thinking of cruising. And we've got a lot of calls already coming in on the Acunet Mortgage Talk and Text line at 855-616-1620. It's going to be a cloudy day, maybe some scattered showers throughout the day, and perhaps even some thunderstorms later on. We're going to get up to about 70 degrees. Right now it's 68 at WTMJ at 914.
Planning a vacation? We've got you covered. You're listening to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
And I'm Libby Collins in for Dayton Kane. All right, so you're leaving this afternoon.
I am.
For Amsterdam. But I know that you've got a Waterways, what is it, an Avalon Waterways virtual event coming up. So let's tell everybody about that one, too.
Okay, so it's very timely because I will be sailing with my 40 guests on Avalon Waterways down the Rhine and the Moselle starting tomorrow. So we fly into Amsterdam, and then we get on the ship, and away we go. So if you want to learn more about European river cruising, we've got a fabulous virtual event that's happening on the 31st of August. I will be back. I will be between trips, and I will be hosting this. It's at 6 p.m., and you can sign up by going to our website, foxworldtravel.com. Under resources, you will find vacation travel shows and events, and when you go to that little clickable, you will find the information, and it basically tells you it starts at 6 p.m. We try to get this in an hour. I'm very conscious about the fact that there are Brewer games and there are preseason Bucks games and things that people are wanting to do, and we're wrapping up summer and all of that, so we know your time is precious. But we're going to be talking about Avalon Waterways in general, and I will have just come back from the fabulous Rhine and Moselle Avalon Waterways trip that I'll be taking, so I'll be fresh off the boat and be able to tell you all of my experiences. We'll tell you about the three group trips that we're going to be having with Avalon Waterways this coming year, 2023. So there's legendary Danube River Cruise with Prague, and that's June 17th. We've got Burgundy and Provence, one of my absolute favorite, because you know what region that means you're in, and you know what
I'm
you get to drink.
Wine, yep.
And that's August 26th through September 5th. And then we've got Amsterdam and the Romantic Rhine, which is October 8th through October 17th. We'll feature those three, but we'll talk about river cruising in general, because we know, Libby, lots of people have questions right now. We know the waters are low. We know people are hearing all kinds of stories about what it's like, and we will discuss it. What happens if the water's low? Now, I tried to count this morning before I came on how many river cruises I've been on in my life. And it's definitely well over 15. I'm thinking we're closing in on 20, but that includes Egypt, three in Vietnam, and some other river cruises. So I've easily been over a dozen times on the waterways of Europe. I've only had low water impact my trip one time in my life, and actually the cruise line handled it very admirably. We were not forced to motor coach. We swapped ships. They had one ship coming in one direction, one ship coming in the other direction, and they came to an impasse. So we literally swapped ships. It was a bit of an inconvenience that we had to pack everything up, but they took your bags over to the identical cabin on the other ship, and you just swapped ships. And then continued on.
That's phenomenal that they were able to do that.
Yeah. They gave everybody $1,000 credit for a future cruise. And because we were in a small little town, they gave everybody 20 euros because we weren't going to get to have lunch on the ship to go off and do what they had to do. As I recall, I had a pretzel and a beer. It was divine.
But But again, they take care of you something happens. And this is unprecedented, isn't it, with these low waters?
It very much is. And I looked at the forecast when I got back home on Thursday, and I saw that there's some rain in the forecast, which is not good for the travelers, but it's very good for the waterways. So we're thrilled about that. But we will talk about all things river cruising on that particular event. And we'll talk to you about why people love river cruising so much. And I'll tell you, Libby, when you're on a ship like that and you unpack and unpack once, unforeseen circumstances aside, it just makes your life. There's lots to be said for land tours. Don't get me wrong. We do dozens and dozens of them every year, not only with groups, but for individual travelers. But when you don't have to pack up every 2 days, it's kind of convenient.
Oh, it certainly is. What do you like about Avalon?
Avalon has got the most amazing suites. So they have floor to ceiling patio style windows. They've also got uniquely angled cabins so that you're facing the window. Your head is to the wall and your feet are, you open up the drapes and you are looking out those beautiful patio style windows. Also, they have the newest fleet on the European rivers. They do not refurbish ships, they buy new ships. And so their fleet is always changing and always very, very brand new. You feel like you're on a new ship, whether you're on a four-year-old ship or a one-year-old ship, because after 5 years, they get rid of them.
You wonder what they do with them.
I think I know what they do with them. I think they sell them to the competition. So they're wonderful. We love them. I'm very excited. I haven't sailed with Avalon since 2018. Thank you, pandemic and other circumstances. So I'm very much looking forward to my trip coming up. And we've moshed two rivers together. So we're doing the Rhine and the Moselle. So you look at a Rhine River cruise and you see it goes from Amsterdam to Basel or Basel to Amsterdam typically. We've got a kind of unique one going on this trip that I'll tell you all about when I return.
All right. Can't wait. And if you want to talk to Rose now, the Accunet Mortgage Talk and Text line is open at 855-616-1620. We're going to take a text from somebody who's wondering about alternatives to Disney cruises. It's all ahead right here on the Fix It Show on WTMJ.
Take your travel tips from the travel experts. Welcome back to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
And the Accunet Mortgage Talk and Text line is open for you at 855-616-1620. All right, so we've got a question here from, let's see, I just lost her. Debbie from Muskego. She's got a one-year-old she's traveling with, and she wants to know about alternatives to Disney cruises. Anything else that you'd suggest if you're traveling with little kids and you want to cruise?
Yeah, Royal Caribbean definitely comes to mind. Disney is fabulous, but I think what ends up happening is every grandparent and parent wants to do right by their kid, and Disney makes sense. And it's a very expensive proposition. It just really is. And so there are good alternatives, and Royal Caribbean does a great job with kid activities. It's not for everybody. A lot of Royal Caribbean ships have rock wall climbing and go-karts and flow riders. Flow riders are where you do the simulated surfing.
Oh, wow. For like a preteen, that sounds perfect.
Unbelievable. And then lots and lots of young kid activities as well. They've got great youth coordinators. They've got great youth programs on their ships. And so I always tell people, after you've recovered from seeing what the price is on the Disney, let one of our travel advisors steer you down the Royal Caribbean path. I don't think you'll be unhappy.
Good question. Okay, good answer on that one. All right, somebody else is going to Costa Rica in February. They've got to renew their passport. You think they ought to expedite it?
February, I'd be okay now. I mean, I would definitely do it now. We're not as, first of all, I should tell you, travel has picked up immensely, but every one of the passport offices is back open. Now, are they all fully staffed? No, but I definitely would just go ahead. February right now, I would feel very confident in just going ahead and doing a normal renewal. It's only, let's say September, October, November, December, January, February. You have 6 months. I feel very confident that that would be fine. My daughter had to get a new passport for her 5-year-old, who is now a 6-year-old, because they're only good for 5 years when you're under 16. And she did a renewal 7 months ago. And that's a new passport that should even take longer than a renewal. And it only took 6 weeks.
What's the guideline right now? If you're getting close to your passport being under expiration? How much ahead of time?
They're saying 12 to 16 weeks.
So, oh, is that all?
Yeah. Oh. And I think that's very, very conservative on their part. They're doing that just because they had so many problems during COVID where people's passports were stuck in limbo for so long. So I think, you know, I would not spend the money to expedite at this point.
Okay. All right. Well, that's a good suggestion from Rose. And if you've got some questions, we've got...
Something else I should tell them, too, is if they ask you, do you want a 26-page or a 52-page passport... always get the 52-page passport.
Wait, hold on. Okay, explain that again.
So you can now, you used to be able to sew new pages in a passport, and there was no charge for it. You sent it off, and they put more pages. Why would you need more pages in a passport? Sometimes you go to a destination that requires a visa, and sometimes they require two blank pages for that visa, and they have to be back-to-back pages. And I ran into this with somebody that was traveling with me to Zimbabwe. We needed back-to-back pages. And people think, oh, I'll never use up all my pages. But sometimes these custom agents or these immigration people are not careful, and they're just stamping randomly. They're trying to be good about it, but they're stamping randomly, and you've got one stamp on one page. That renders it useless if you need two blank pages for a visa. So I always tell people, why not just get the 52-page booklet? It doesn't cost anymore, and then because now they are charging you and making it a renewal if you have to add pages.
Okay, so that's good advice, too. Well, if you've got questions for Rose, we've got answers for you on the AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text Line, 855-616-1620. You can get through, and oh, can't wait to hear what Rose is looking forward to as she travels to Amsterdam later on today. Well, we've got a lot of calls coming in. People already, they're planning spring break? Oh, Rose will tell you about it. It's all ahead right here on the Fox World Travel Show.
Vince, gotta get away? No one does it better. Back to more of the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
We've got a lot of people with questions for Rose. I'm Libby Collins in for Dayton Kane, and you can get through on the AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text Line, 855-616-1620. Let's go ahead and talk with Tom in Whitefish Bay. Hey, Tom, you got a question for Rose on the Fox World Travel Show?
Yeah, good morning. Thanks for taking my call. My family and I are planning a trip to Disney's Aulani in March. When is the best time to book airfare? We're looking at the United nonstop out of Chicago, and we're looking at about $1,200 per person right now.
Yeah, so it's tricky because although Hawaii is still, for those of us who live in the Midwest and the East Coast, a seasonal type of destination, it really is kind of a destination that is 12 months out of the year. So unlike some of the other destinations, Mexico, the Caribbean, where you really got to jump on these things when they become available, it's probably okay right now to just take a wait and see. But what I've been hearing from our gurus who monitor these kinds of things, we're really not expected to see any kind of big reductions when it comes to airfare to popular destinations. And with the airlines cutting back on a number of their flights, we're seeing that some of these people are being moved from what they originally were supposed to be on to something else, and then that's making for yield management problems for the airlines as well. So although that seems like an awful lot, I mean, I was thinking probably it would be more in the $800 range. I don't know that that amount is going to go. Have you already made your resort reservation?
No, we're Vacation Club members, so I've got to wait about 3 more weeks before I can book that.
And then is that basically locked in, as meaning that your family needs to travel during a time when the kids have spring break?
Well, we're traveling because spring break is exceptionally long this year. It's about 11 days from start to finish. So we thought Hawaii would be a good destination.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, when your destination is sort of locked in by dates, you really don't have a ton of wiggle room. So I think once you've actually made those resort reservations, it's probably a good time to consider making the flight reservations as well.
Great. Thank you very much.
Tom.
I appreciate it.
Thanks, Tom. All right, let's take another call. We've got Kathy in Oostburg. Hi, Kathy. You're talking to Rose on the Fox World Travel Show.
Good morning. Yes, I'm curious about Rose's River Cruise coming up this afternoon. My friends and I were supposed to be there right now on the Rhine River, and it was canceled last week. Just curious about that.
I'm not sure. I don't know why one would be. What cruise line were you supposed to be traveling with?
We were with Uniworld.
Yeah. We're traveling with Avalon, and I don't know if that makes a difference. I don't know that they've gotten any additional rain since you were supposed to sail. I don't even know exactly what part of the river was the lowest and was causing the problems. Because were you doing a straight-up Rhine River where you were going from Amsterdam to Basel?
Correct.
Yeah. This one, we're doing Rhine and the Moselle. So we get off the Rhine where you would be continuing south. We're getting off the Rhine and getting on the Moselle. That may be why we're still going.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I know. I'm sure that was very, very disappointing, and I hope that you'll consider rebooking it.
All right, Kathy, thanks for your call. Let's take another call about Hawaii from Sheila in Grace Lake, Illinois. Hi, Sheila. How can we help you?
Good morning, Rose. Good morning, Libby. I just wanted to say I adore this show, and my husband and I plan our Saturday mornings around this show.
Oh, so sweet. Thank you.
you're welcome. So we are going for 2 weeks to the Big Island of Hawaii in September. We've done a little research on our own, but what are some of the must see or do things on the Big Island?
Well, what I really like doing is there is a thing called a circle tour where you see everything. It reminds me a lot of doing a hop on hop off bus type tour when you get to a city. If you do the circle tour, you do the volcanoes and you do the coffee plantations and you actually even go to a winery. Yes, it's true. There is wine on the Big Island.
I'm shocked.
And you see the waterfalls and all this, and it's a full day where they take you all around. And then you feel like, okay, now I have a better handle on what I really like, what I really want to delve into a little more deeply, because you'll definitely want to go to Volcanoes National Park, but there are snorkeling excursions and dolphin excursions, and I love, love, love Kona. I would live in Kona if I was going to live in Hawaii. I really do. I love it. So there's so many things to do. You know, in Hilo, you're going to do the Volcanoes National Park and Rainbow Falls and all of that. They have some reef boat opportunities for you. It's unbelievable how much stuff there is to do on the Big Island because it's big and there's a lot to do. So lava tubes and active volcanoes and all kinds of fun stuff.
All right. Thanks, okay. Sheila. Have a great trip, and thanks
Thank you very much.
Thanks for planning your Saturday around us here at WTMJ. We appreciate that. Take care. Yeah. All right. Well, we've got time for more calls. Lots of questions coming in. Somebody's got something about global entry. And, oh, we're going to get to all of you on the Acunet Mortgage Talk and Text Line. It's all here on the Fox World Travel Show right here on WTMJ.
Got to get away? No one does it better. Back to more of the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
We have more calls coming in on the Acunet Mortgage Talk and Text Line. Let's go to Milan in Brookfield. Good morning, and what's your question for Rose?
Well, good morning. I have a global entry question. Gosh, I applied for global entry about a year ago at least, and of course they take your payment, gladly take your payment, and I've been conditionally approved. And I know that they talk about enrollment on arrival, like if you were to travel outside the country and come back in, you could interview at the airport. I didn't have that luxury, unfortunately. So the interview places, especially in Wisconsin, when you have to go in for that in-person interview as your next step, as you know, there's like no interview appointments available, like anywhere. What do you know about that? Because, like, how long will it be before you can actually interview somewhere?
Yeah, so I assume you're not traveling internationally anytime soon. Because so when you came into the O'Hare, they didn't even offer that to you?
Well, actually, I'll be honest. We flew back into Detroit, and I'll be honest, I kind of, like, forgot about that whole thing.
Got it.
You know, we were busy with traveling, but. So I just didn't know, like, when can you interview without having traveled internationally? You know what I'm saying?
I do. And the only thing I was told is that you have to continue to go to that site and look for opportunities for openings. Because the only way that I have heard from people that have not had to wait for 6 months for an appointment is because they happen to be traveling internationally. They came into O'Hare and they said, oh, I see you have a pending approval here. Would you like to take care of that right now? So
yeah, that's interesting. Detroit didn't do that. You know, because I just didn't know, like, obviously they took payment,
right?
And I think Global Entry is good for, I can't remember, 3 years or something like that. So do they base it upon when you got interviewed?
No, it's 5 years, and it's when you get, it's when you get approved.
It's when you get approved.
So it's
that's right. Interesting,
right? But I would keep going to that site. And is there an 800 number on that site?
I don't know. You know how these government websites are. It's going to be hard to get a hold of somebody. But okay, I just didn't know if you knew anything more.
No,
about that.
Because I did have somebody tell me that they found a phone number and that they called, and somebody told them, "Oh, look, we've had a cancellation," and they got an appointment.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah, because Wisconsin only has one, the airport, or somewhere by the airport.
Right. It's on Howell. Right. Exactly. Yep. But what she did was she asked them for anything in a drivable distance, and I believe she actually did go down to Chicago for it. So give that a try. Yeah, that is frustrating. Thank you.
All right. Yeah, it sounds complicated.
Thank
you. Thanks. All right. So the advantage of having Global Entry is?
Is that when you have a very big long line when you first arrive at an international airport and you have to clear customs, you are able to go very, very quickly through the through the process. And so you pretty much stand in front of a machine, you put your face in the little shape of the you know, the diagram that's on the screen. I always have a hard time getting my face in there for some reason. And then voila, it recognizes you, and away you go, and you have a little piece of paper, and you zoom past everybody that's standing in those long, long, long snaking lines that are waiting to see a customs agent.
Ooh, I kind of like that. So it's worth the hassle, I think, of getting that interview. All right, let's go to Pat in Delafield, and you've got a question for Rose on WTMJ. Good morning.
Good morning. My wife and I are going to be taking an Alaskan cruise, leaving tomorrow with Clarissa.
Oh, fun.
And we're going to be ending up, we're looking forward to it. We're going to be ending up in Vancouver, and we decided to extend our vacation for a couple of days. So I wondered, Rose, if you could give us a little insight on what we might see in Vancouver or should see in Vancouver in a short period of time.
Yeah, so Stanley Park is phenomenal and wonderful, and it's a very pedestrian and walkable type place. If you have the time and there is an opportunity for you to go see Butchert Gardens, I would absolutely figure out some way to do that, because that's absolutely phenomenal. You hop on a ferry and you go over to Victoria, and that is just beautiful. If you, by chance, don't have a great time seeing whales while you're on your Alaska adventure, they do offer half-day Vancouver whale watching trips, so that you can say, well, we did actually see a whale. It just happened to be in Vancouver. There's also, I mentioned it to one other caller in a different way, they offer hop-on, hop-off tours all over Vancouver, and I love doing those when I very first get to a destination, because it gives you a sense of maybe perspective, like seeing exactly what we have to offer in this particular city, and they're super clearly marked and easy to get around on. So I would absolutely consider doing a hop on, hop off in Vancouver.
All right. Thanks, Pat. Okay. Enjoy your trip.
Yes.
I love hop on, hop off. We've done that. And usually what we'll do is we'll go the whole route and then say, okay, this is where we want to stop.
Yep. And then the next time you got it, you get it.
Yeah. You know exactly where you're going.
Right. And you often have either a narrator in addition to the driver, or the driver is your driver guide. And they're giving you hints, and they're telling you where to go, and they're telling you their brother-in-law owns this particular restaurant and all of those kinds of things.
It's a great benefit on when you're traveling. All right, Rose is here. We're going to get to more questions on the AccNet Mortgage Talk and Text line. It is 70 degrees right now at 9:51. It's going to be cloudy most of the day, or mostly cloudy, we should say. Got a chance of scattered showers and maybe some thunderstorms later on today.
Before you pack your suitcase, hear from the experts. Here's more of the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Oh, we got to take this call real quick. I'm fascinated, Rose. Mary in Cedarburg, you're going to South Korea and you want to go to Japan. What a trip you have planned.
Well, our daughter and son-in-law are stationed at Camp Humphreys in South Korea. They're both active duty. And so we're going to visit them sometime in the spring. But then can you set up, like, to have a tour guide meet us when we fly to Japan? We're going to be in South Korea 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And then we thought we'd spend a week in Japan, but we'd like to have somebody to take us on a tour.
Yeah, you know, definitely. So we have what we call destination management companies that we have affiliations with through our consortium, which is Signature Travel, that we work with. And we have a couple to choose from. And what's lovely is that we can actually set up the private transfer. And as you well know, there's nothing better than getting off of that plane, going through customs and baggage, and having somebody standing out there with your name on a signboard. And that we can absolutely accommodate that. And then they can certainly give you the help with the accommodations, and then you can have your own private tour, or you can actually just buy into some of the general tours that they're offering. So definitely reach out to us on the website, and then the people that sort out those emails will get that to the right person.
Okay. We don't know exactly when we're going in the spring. It will depend on what they have for stuff to do.
Right.
Okay, we will do that.
Thanks. All right, Mary. Thanks for your call. Have you been to Japan?
I have not been to Japan. I have just a few places that I still would
I'm amazed. You have that one place you haven't been.
I changed planes in Tokyo twice, but I never count that as being in the country. So, yeah, definitely doing that.
Got to check out a tour for that one, Rose. All right, speaking of tours, you've got a virtual waterways event coming up on August 31st.
We do, and you can sign up online by going to FoxWorldTravel.com and then going to our resources page and vacation travel shows and events. And this is where you will see the link to register now. It's at 6 p.m. We'll try to get you out in 1 hour. That is always our goal. And we're going to talk about all things river cruising, and then specifically Avalon Waterways, and then more specifically the three river cruises that we've got set up as group departures for 2023. So we're really encouraging people to do that. And also, I do want to make a mention of another thing that you can do on our website, which is set up a virtual appointment. The director of our vacation travel department asked me to mention to people, just like I heard Eric talking about going into Siding Unlimited showroom with an appointment. We are so busy right now, Libby, that our turnaround times are longer than we would like, and we are very appreciative for people understanding that. But we know that there's lots of people who like to just drop into an office, and honestly, we are having problems accommodating those people because we are taking appointments both at the offices and virtually. So the best thing to do is contact us, set up a virtual appointment. You can do that online, or you can do that by calling 866-GO-FOX-GO Monday through Friday. And really, that way you're going to get the best possible service.
Well, safe travels to you.
Thank you.
Get over to that airport because Amsterdam's waiting for
you.
All
right. I'll have good stories in 2 weeks.
I can't wait to hear them. I'm Libby Collins-Dayton. I'll be back next week. And right after the news, it's Money Talk here on WTMJ.
The preceding was a paid program. Advice and opinions expressed during the Fox World Travel Show are solely that of the hosts or guests of Fox World Travel and not WTMJ Radio or Good Karma Brands Milwaukee, LLC.